Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And Psychics Gone Wild, we are. This is the night that you're ready. I hope you are, because this is the number to call, 773-897-6461, when you're ready to be intense and wild. We've just went through the holidays, the veil has went through, and a lot of individuals are having themselves into the excitement of what's going on and where's everything happening. I want to tease all of you that have tuned in. Obviously, we're having a very big glitch, because the individual I have with me tonight is not what they promoted on here, and obviously, Psychics Gone Wild is one little wilder. Those of you tuning in, this is the night to get ready for our wonderful, phenomenal, professional American certified psychic who's been doing it for many years. It's Dina Flanagan from Maine. Dina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. We had a beautiful day here today.
I love it. I had a friend ask me, they said, what's going on with you guys over there? And I said, it's been so beautiful here in Florida, too. Talked a little bit about this. Everybody says after the veil and after our Halloween experience, we always end up having all this excitement and all these other things going on. And, you know, individuals are feeling the spirit and the guides and everything happening. Dina, do you go through this up and down of the veil?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's like been very strange. You know, the energies, they are up and down. Like, it's like, wow, I'll get all this stuff. Like, I've been getting like intense messages and answers and whatnot. And then all of a sudden you'll be like, huh, what? What did you say? So it's been kind of really wild. It's just been a lot of energy swirling around.
It amazes me if you have individuals who are calling in, and those of you tune in tonight here to the show, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we have a lot of you guys going, what's happening, Jethro? Your show has went through so many changes. Hang on, we've got some phenomenal guests. We've got some individuals who are very phenomenal authors. We've got some things happening. Tonight, we're just taking a little bit of a minute. We're just getting a little bit ready. We're going to play some music, and we're going to bring in some things here. I know a lot of you calling on the phone are going, Jethro, I cannot get through the phone. Somebody had just told me that they wanted to know where my JC Penny's card is. Well, don't give them that JC Penny card. Hang on to it. Never give out your numbers. Not on the first date. Or on the second if they're calling through the phone. I'm going to read a few emails off to Dina, and those of you hanging on, just stay real good with us. We're making sure with it. We've got some individuals, and sometimes our guests show, sometimes they don't. If you are a guest and you love Psychics Gone Wild, if you just want to hang tight and let Jethro find the right way, because he's a little technical savvy, but he's working it out, we'll get you on here. We've got an email here for Dina. Dina, shortly after my husband found this mattress and things in the yard, things started to go crazy. We joked about the fact that why would someone be leaving a mattress in our yard? Was it a hint? Was it something? My husband is a little bit thrifty, and he thought it was a clever idea. He's like, this dropped off of someone's vehicle, and I don't see why we can't just keep it. Well, we kept the mattress. Lo and behold, in the mattress was a Christian symbol. We have been using this cross that we found in there in my son's bedroom. Now things have begun to go wrong. My son thinks that somebody else is in his room. Is this my son's imagination, or could this be something someone did to this symbol? Help me, Psychics Gone Wild.
I don't think that somebody did something to the symbol. I think that it just came with a lot of energy. So I don't think it's necessarily a curse or what have you. but I think that it's just the energy that came with it, that whoever had it or whatever, that's what I'm feeling. But that's what I get for it. What about you, Jethro?
I agree with you, Dina, and I feel like that there's a lot of times in energy and shows that you'll feel this with people telling me, they said, you know, we also have went through a lot of individuals working with this, and I feel that symbolism is a symbol of Christ-like energy, and I feel there isn't. I think your son's pulling your leg. I think that I honestly feel this, and without going into it too much out, and just from what we're sensing here, I'm not saying that there isn't holy symbols that can't be messed with, but I'm telling you that I feel this is there. I feel like this mattress did fall off of something, and your husband, you know, and let's make sure that he honestly did to work with this a little bit, and that he was able to get this together, and they said, you know, the making sure with the guides, and they said that you are able to do some other work with it, and they said that it's there. I know a lot of you guys are expecting our guest tonight, and I got to tell you, just hang on to the phones while we go through. We are working together. We have another friend that's writing here. Dina, I found out that my husband was in love with my sister. It really sickens me. You know how I know? Because every time I get around him, his aura turns a lime green. Huh? So, Dina, please help me. Should I beat him or keep him?
Yeah. Wow. That's a
different.
Yeah, very different. Ah, boy, oh boy. Well, you know, hopefully nothing's happened yet, but I would nip that one in the bud right away.
Yeah.
You know.
I thought lime green was jealousy. Maybe he's...
That's what I thought, too. I thought lime green was jealousy, too. So love, isn't that more like a pinkish?
Yeah, more pinkish, more energy. You ask, literally. Now, Dina, you know you've had love. You know, and they tell me, the guys are saying the really funny thing that you're going to be able to really work with the energy is those of you who are tuning in to our phenomenal guest tonight, David, will be on the 19th, November 19th. So please hang on. I do apologize that we're having technical difficulties. It does happen. We also are working with it very much to get that corrected. So as we're going into the phones here, let's grab the phones a little bit and talk a little bit. This is Psychics Gone Wild, 702. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. And I know his voice. Is this our favorite friend, Craig?
Yeah, you're one of my favorite callers, man. I haven't called in quite some time, though.
Oh, yeah. It's good to hear from you again. I'm so glad you did. I'm welcoming your call. Craig, you know it's me and Dina here tonight. And I feel like you want to know about relationship, or you wanted to know about business. Cause I...
Yeah, I do. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us here? I apologize, yes.
Okay, I can hear you now. I do want to know about a relationship. I am finally dating an interesting prospect. And I basically want to know how you see it going.
Dina, can you help him here? I'm having a motorcycle trying to move into my house at this moment.
Evil Knievel coming through, all right.
Yeah, yes, it is.
I feel like that it's a good it is a good prospect, but I feel like that you don't rush it, you know, don't push it or rush it, because it will kind of scare it away. So take it step back a little, a little bit of time with it, and really enjoy it, and you know, try to do things a little bit differently is what I'm hearing than what you're used to. So. But yeah, take and just kind of hold back just a little and just make yourself a little more mysterious and don't rush it. That's what I keep hearing. What about you, Jethro?
I feel the same thing, and I feel it's very good. And thank you, Craig. I don't know what you did, but you did wake up somebody's motor here, because as you started doing this, I had a person try to come in, and now they're, you know, launching off the side. We will be showing film of this later on YouTube for those of you who want to see the silly driver. But it's like, it's just really out there. And I got to tease you, because the guy said this is a good prospect. I got a very positive energy. They're also showing me a very good, strong strength with this. This is where you have developed and are working towards a more loving work together. They said this is what has to come about for you. And, Craig, they're talking to me a little bit about there has to be something within your blessing of it. I feel like you are going to... put it together and write out a little bit of a thanks or a blessing for the guides, and then the guides will go with this love, because you've been looking for a while, and I feel this is a good thing is what I'm going to go with.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig. You rock, and we're glad. This is one of our fans calling in, and this is one of our friends on Psychics Gone Wild. We've got many of you, and hang on, you guys, on the phones, because the phones are doing a little crackly. I had someone tell me, Jethro, I just tried to call in earlier, and they tell me that Dina is out and Jethro's in, but where are we all at? And I don't know. So we got to go, okay, we're here. We're in, and we're in business, and we're having fun with it. PsychicsGoneWild.com is the place to go. Remember, those of you that are going in, tonight we are working with all of you, and if it gets intense, we'll keep it up. Our wonderful, phenomenal Linda Irwin has some beautiful music, and we're going to talk about that. But more importantly, I want you to hear it. So we're going to take just that second while I get this technical done. Dina, don't go anywhere. We've got other people writing there like, Dina, I have to know about my boogie train. Okay, we got to hear about the boogie train. Then we'll play Bitmap Boogie by Linda Irwin. Let's boogie, you guys. I need to know what happened to this gentleman. Dina, I have a friend of mine who told me that we were to meet and boogie all night long. We've been doing this for 6 years straight. Now, for the last two Fridays, no one's been there. I went to his house. There was a note on the door that said that they were breaking up with him. I never realized that there was a relationship. Now, mind you, we did go out and have dinner together for the last 4 months. He told me he was single. He also told me that he really loved me. I was very intimate with the boogeyman. Now I feel like the boogeyman has hurt me because all I want to say is I don't feel like dancing, and I want to know why there was another letter on the door. How do I tell this man what I really want to do with him now?
Mm. Oh, boy. Well, I feel like the... I feel like that person has kind of been thinking about it for a while and kind of has their own things that they're confused about right now. I would simply just, you know, straight up talk to them. Just straight up talk to them. What's going on? Let's lay the cards on the table. You know, I'm a bit confused. What's happening? You know, let's get it all out on the table. That's what I would do.
I love that. For those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. Our sponsor tonight, www.wild11.com. That's wild111.com. Learn how to make soap. Get into it. Learn about how to deal and make soap, and love the fact that not only is the herbs there, but did you know that lavender is a disinfectant? You can use it in your soaps. It'll help your energy. It's a protector. It's a very good way to put it into your lives. We are going to talk tonight about Psychics Gone Wild Monopoly. Get ready. For those of you who have been putting in, we no longer are calling those phones, but we have our winners. We have some really good fun there, but we can't wait anymore. We got to hear Linda Irwin's Bitmap Boogie. Silent Beautiful. Linda Irwin's Bitmap Boogie. I got to tell you, Jethro, this is getting crazy. I can't help myself. I got to get back into the show. Where is the show? The show's right here. It's like it's gone wild. Gina Flanagan. Gina, we've got a lot of times people have asked me here this question with us. I mean, you've had this debate before, but we need to go there. Is it different when you're into psychic work? Can you just date anyone? Or are you able to sense things and you might say no because your guides tell you? So I feel that we should go with the male point of view and the female. Dina, let's be ladies first. Has your gift hurt you on your dating ability?
No, absolutely. No question. Because, because you do feel that, okay, should you, shouldn't you, but you don't always listen to it. You know, so sometimes you have to test it. Like, oh, am I right? I got to go see if I'm right. You know, even though you heard it, you know it. And then once you're in a relationship, you know when they're lying or whatever, what they're thinking, you know all that stuff. So it hurts it both ways, even when you're in one. So, or when you know you shouldn't be in that one, but you do it anyway. So absolutely.
And I love all you guys are writing. Where are they? The 3D CD set, 42 songs, CNTNUUMX@frontier.com. Are Linda's singles. You can buy the digital downloads at $1 each or 6 for $5. Get a hold of Linda Irwin. And we had a friend writing me, Matthew wants to know why they're not on there. You have a good point, Matthew. We will get that out. I'll talk with Linda, have her send it to me, and we'll get it on psychicsgonewild.com so you can pick them up. That's, ironically, we got to get this produced. So I love that what you just said, because, you know, as a psychic, I got to say very much as a male that it has affected me in an odd way. Good example, I've made myself a policy, being a sensitive person, that I will date people who I can't read. I did not like the fact of having individuals, because of being psychic, people would put me with a psychic. You know, and an example, I love my family here on Psychic's Gone Wild. Me and Dina are like brother and sister. But when they're putting us out in the dating world, Dina could attest to this. Your friends are like, oh, you need to go out with Sheila because Sheila can read minds. Well, you know what? Sheila creeped me out. Sheila needs to shut down that mind. And you know what? It's also going, she's laughing. She knows what I'm talking about. And then you're sitting there and it's like, oh my gosh, Amy's the best kisser. She's really good. She does these things. And you'll love her because she's really gifted. This sensitive girl, first time she met me, she goes, you're doing this with the energy. And all night long, she was worried about how my energy affected her. I was so uptight. We went out for a root beer float. I was so stir crazy that I almost spit the hamburger across the table when she's telling me, your energy's doing it. For the fifth time, I go, I'm not doing anything with my energy. Maybe your mind's getting to you, because I wasn't doing anything. I was eating. I was afraid to chew because she's like, your energy. It got to the point where I realized other outside people, what they feel for us. Please, if you're going to do that, if you're going to be psychic, respect the other person. You know, explain, don't just keep going, your energy, without a full sentence. We are psychic, but we're not the nomads. We're not able to just go, oh my God, you're right. In my mind is Operation 17. At any given moment, my energy is affecting you. And I honestly laughed. I said, if my energy is doing that, then me really touching you is going to kill you. This date's over. And I took her home. And I know to this day that Amy doesn't love Jethro. But it's okay. Jethro's not crazy about Amy. So going into this relationships with this, you know, and all of you turning in, this is Amy Brandt. You can write to her. She's in Colorado Springs. She's married now to a friend of mine. So there. But, you know, she married someone whose energy didn't affect her. And she told me that. She goes, I have to date someone who's totally not psychic.
Yeah. That's for sure. I mean, dating another person that's psychic, it just doesn't work.
Oh, see, you know, that just doesn't work. But, you know, and that's, Dina, I find that sad, because the angels should put us together. I mean, not to be ornery, look at us in the show. We are a great combination as friends.
Yeah, you would think that would be a perfect harmonious relationship.
And I'm going to tease Linda Irwin, because me and her are both in jail in our Monopoly game, and so we're sitting here talking scary stories. Linda Irwin's husband has to be phenomenal with his energy. Now, what do they do at their house? Do they sit around watching the ETs throw things? What are these two wild people doing? They're sitting there listening to music, and this man raises the energy. I mean, you know, if she's dating someone as half the intent with her as the ET energy, I bet the lights are going. She's the other night, they were saying that Linda's lights went off. I go, Linda don't need lights. You know, Linda can just have her friends come in and do the glowing. Let the kids talk to her. I love this person. So this is what we're bringing out. Those of you tuning in, go into chat room tonight. We're talking tonight. And be positive, because if you're not, we'll shut it down. What I want you guys to do is come in and have some fun, and we welcome the family of all of you coming in. They're going, Dina and Jethro have been together doing this for a while. I didn't understand why Jethro teases Dina mercifully. I just tease everybody. Dina's not, there's no personal favorites here. Dina teases me back, if you guys catch it. We love that. Dina, we had a friend ask me about you. They said there's something about Dina that is unique about the fact that as a healer, she scares me. And it made me laugh so bad, because it is true. I mean, you think about a healer, and this is an old saying, an old thing, a healer can heal you or kill you. Yes. And think of that. If you're on her good side, Dina's raising energy, sending it through. Now, don't take her out on that date you promised her. Go ahead and fib to her. And then when you're getting that slight pain in your chest, you can blame it on the Lord, or you can blame it on Dina's had enough of those storytelling. It's just that simple. Have you ever used your gift in that way? I mean, have you ever gotten mad and realized that maybe you were hurting someone?
No, I've never. I don't think so. But no, I can't. I can't use it for the bad or the negative. At all, you know, I don't wish ill will on anybody, even the ones that really piss me off. But no, I always try. What I do is the opposite. I send them more love, is what I do. If they're being like that, meaning like the higher you raise the vibration, hopefully that they can feel it and change themselves.
Oh my gosh! And we're right. Linda says that her and her husband Jim have telepathic arguments. Now that's cool. That's the whole subject. I love that. I could see, and I've done that. I've had that with my kids, and I've had that in a relationship. Telepathic arguments. We love with you guys tuning in. Remember, we need a favor from you. You guys that are calling, we love with you guys. We do give you free readings here on the show. Of course, we do. You know, need to pay the bills to get a hold of us otherwise. But do us a favor here with it, please. To keep it going, go to www.newyorktimespress.com. And put your vote in for your five top. We need Psychics Gone Wild to stay up there. And the fact that we've been number one and number two, we had number three, we've stayed in the top five in the internet radio shows because of this and the fun of it. And yes, there we can do more of it. Yes, we do a little bit. Someone asked me, they said, Jethro, you're doing more talk and less readings. Yeah. Okay, what do you do for a living? I want you to, whatever you do, I'm going to come after you've worked 8 hours. I'm going to come over to your house and I'm going to have you do it for me for 1 hour for free. All the time, every day of the week, no missing out.
Oh, can we get a cook?
And Dina wants, if you cook, me will have you do it every day of the week. Every time I want to cook. Love that. So this is why New York Times, and they said that you go ahead and put in New York Gate, at NewYorkGate@AOL.com. Put in your stuff, write that in, and just say New York Gate at AOL.com. It's all one word, NEWYORKGATE@AOL.com, and put in your vote. You can vote for any topics. Let's say you want your five mediums. Dina Flanagan, Jethro Smith, Intuitive Chris, Linda Irwin, Jan Bachdrakey. Okay, I saw that was my psyche. Okay, five categories, any of them you can put in. Just keep putting in, helping us go in. You like Jim Changala, Mungala, Tela, he's down the street and he's your man. Grab that man, put his name in there. Get everybody in there. We want to put in as many people so that they can get with us. The American Certified Association works with us. They work with us through New York Times, Supernatural, UFO. This is going to put people not only in the magazines, but it's going to get us out there. And, you know, put in your favorite. Why do you like Jan Bachdrakey? We know she's got nice legs. She's got a better personality. The woman's a sweetheart. She's gifted. She reads the totem. Put those in there. Dina, we had a friend write us a couple of months ago, and I've got to go back to this subject. And Patty teased me on Friday of it. I got to ask you, Dina, do you believe in haunted dolls?
Yes.
Oh my God, this is scaring me. I'm an adult man and this is freaking me out. Talk to me about why would you put something in Barbie? Why would you want to do that?
Well, my mom told me a story when I was young that one of my dolls used to move. It used to move places and it used to freak her out, you know, from room to room or whatever. And so that's why I believe in it, because she told me that story that used to do that.
Well,
I was too young to remember. I don't quite remember it, but that's what she said.
Oh my gosh, Dina, this is spooky. Now, and they were telling me that there's different beliefs, and because of the different things, that they will do this to passport with the souls, and there's people who actually collect these. Now, this
it's
to
all?
Me, yes. And then they're like telling me, and we laughed. And for Halloween, they scared the eebie-jeebies out of Jethro. I knew there was different things, and I, you know, everybody has little things. Some people are scared of clowns. Some people are scared of, you know, dentists. Some people are scared of, you know, motorcycles. The idea of some little cutie doll winking at me, doing a funny face, Chucky's back in town, I'm out the door. I'm not going to roll with it. I'm not going to go. And then I realized that it makes sense to me.
Yeah. That's funny.
It's not funny, Dina. You've not seen me scream and yell mommy in that way. It's not pretty.
Sorry. I'm just
laughing your guts off. I'm tearing out my tears to you. I'm telling you, my real heart hurts screaming mommy, and you're just like laughing like a hideous woman. That's mean to me. You're mean, Dina. You may be cute and attractive, but you're mean inside. that's just scary. You see that this doll did this. Now, I got a question. Okay, I have seen this, and I have done cleaning houses. I'm very psychic. I've seen other outside energies. I know that there was a teddy bear in our house that did energy force that didn't scare me, but it was because of the psychic energy of two of us in the same house doing it, and he had energy. But it was not actual the bear's energy or someone outside. It was me and my sister's energy raised that made the bear do things. Could this be possibly what was going on with your doll?
Yeah, definitely. I really don't think it was haunted. I think that my energy, that's what happened. Because when you're younger, you know, that just stuff just happens anyway until you're age 7. And so for you, so I think my energy was just kind of like doing that, you know, moving it or whatever. Or, I don't know, but I don't think it was haunted.
See, and then you look at this, the reason I had this was an individual brought it to me, and she got upset because she wanted me to look at this, and I thought it was, at first, I got to be honest, you know, because of Halloween and what we do for a career, I thought it was a little bit of a joke. I'm like, I can see the mediumship on the other side, and she starts telling me, she goes, I want you to come to my house and see my doll, because there's a person in this doll, and I want you to talk with them. And I said, but I do mediumship, and if they're on the other side, why would they be in the doll? And I realize that there's other beliefs. I'm very well known, so it scares me. And I said, okay, no, I'm not doing this. And then it was like I got to realize it after I'd gone through this. And now what we're talking, I thought, you know, there was some other things. So I spoke with the lady. Long story short, she explained to me that there were some other individuals who had worked with her on it, and that she had a couple of these in the collection. And I'm saying, okay, and I do see that we know that different souls get trapped for different reasons, but I gotta be honest. I don't feel this is and this is my opinion as a psychic. I have seen a lot of things with haunted houses, other things I've worked with. The fact is, with someone doing that, there's got to be something there. Because honestly, I can see you come back and you do here. Now, we have had lost souls, and me and Patty have talked about there was a child that, you know, had been actually a violent death, and we helped put it to the other side out in California. I've seen things happen with the souls with different energy. But to actually take that and put that into something like that, just it just gives me the eebie-jeebies. I can't get over it. I just can't help it. So we got a lot of you guys calling each other, grab those phones. I got to tell you now, Monopoly's over, so you can't throw me in jail for saying that 3 times. Uh-huh. Those of you keeping track, Lori C. from Mondays has taken it, and she has Kentucky. We have also in Iowa, we have down Patty Negri. The two winners, who are those of you keeping track, is Jan Bach Drakey and Patty Negri. But we have a third winner because the most money was by Linda Irwin, who was sitting in jail because you guys kept saying that she wasn't picking the phone up fast enough or long enough. So I just got a teaser. Me and Linda were in jail a lot together. And you know what? While we were in jail, Linda said that they got a file, so we got out. So you guys that have been putting us in jail, look out, because we're out and we know who you are. We're psychic. So here we go. 580. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hello, 580. Welcome.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I'm good.
This is Jethro and Pat. This is Jethro and Dina, and you are
Jennifer.
Welcome, Jennifer. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. I am picking up energy. Do you have a specific question, or would you?
I really don't. Should I stay in the relationship I'm in, or just leave?
Mm.
Like, is it good for me or bad for me?
I'm sensing that it's not the best that you could be in. I'm sensing that that it's been shaky or rocky for a while, or bordering. You're just not sometimes happy. So I see, because I feel like it's pretty much come to an end, or it should come to an end. Of course, that is your choice. But energetically, that's what I'm feeling, because I just don't feel like it's not helping you to grow. You know, and it's stopping you from growing. So
yeah.
you can stay in it, but that's what's going to happen. It's going to, you know, stop you from growing. So I feel that if you move on, that there will be tremendous growth for you ahead. And you have to also work on some things for yourself too, because it feels like there needs to be work done with you, like this, to bring yourself back up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like that the first step is to try to do that, try to bring yourself back up. And the only way you can do that is if you don't stay in this kind of toxic sort of relationship, you know, like this. I feel it's not good for you. What about you, Jeff?
I agree with Dina totally, and I feel like this person has got times where they're not sure what they're doing with you. There's times that I feel like they've gotten to where they take you for advantage, and they really want you there for other reasons or something. I got to apologize to you, but I keep picking up this odd. Does this person drink?
Sometimes.
So I feel like that affects it in the alcohol. There's something there going that that's where it is. And I agree with her. And Jennifer, please, you know, make sure that you do a little time back for the energy, because I've been there. It's like love doesn't know the other boundaries. I feel like that this person is also holding you there because of the other things. We want to make sure you're happy, but it's got to be a joint thing where it's if it's not beneficial. One of the biggest flags that they'll ask and you'll find out is this taking from you? Are you getting anything back from this? And it doesn't have to be material. I mean, people are like, well, he never bought me anything when we went to 7-Eleven. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, are you getting energy where you feel this? Are you feeling content? Are you feeling treated like a real individual? Or are you feeling like this person's just using you?
Using.
That's what I feel. You're a good woman, and you know, look in that mirror and say, I love myself, I like myself, and I love myself, and start getting a bag packed, is what they call it, because, you know, get yourself in a situation where you become where there is, because you know what, you're a commodity. A nice, attractive woman who will be wanting to have a relationship is hard to come by. There's a lot of ornery people out there. You know, you don't have to put up with that. Just be careful.
Yes.
I feel like this person's a little ornery to you.
Yes, he is.
See, and there's no ever excuse for that. You know, the Coalition Against Violence, nobody gets to do that. There's laws. It's like, once they become like that, be safe, be careful, because I really don't go that. You know, nobody gets the right to push their way with what they want. And it's like, there's some issues there whenever people do that. You don't hit each other. You don't be verbally abusive. And that's what I feel that's happened. I feel like that you need to get safe.
It is.
I need to get you... Oh, you got my heart going there. We need to get you there, you know, and get a hold of me at psycheskonwall.com. I'll send you some private numbers. There's some 800 numbers of people that can help you and get you safe and out of there. There is places that can help you. I've worked my whole life with that, and it's like, that's a no-no. It's like, it's an old style, or it's a bad thing. It's just, no, we don't do that.
Yeah, I've done it for, like, staying for my kids.
You know, I'm so
You always got a fucking mouth about my family.
Yes.
Never mouth about yours. You know that? You're always bringing
a
mouth.
Hello?
Hello, you okay? Is that him there? Do we need to get, you need to get safe. I don't want you to get abused.
Okay.
Okay. So you might want to get a hold of someone if that gets bad. I don't want to see you get hurt and then the negative.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to put a little prayers out here. When you guys are hearing, and you're still hearing me, Jennifer, I know that this is going there. Make sure you get a hold of someone. That, you know, it isn't just a 911, but it's also getting some place to go somewhere different. Sometimes I've got to be surprised. Calling us on Blog Talk is probably not the answer for you, dear. Calling and getting a hold of someone in a Coalition Against Violence or a place that can help with it, getting yourself safely out of there. I mean, we were hearing some of that a little bit over the phone, and I want to make sure you're getting to the safe place. I don't want to see that tomorrow we hear that you've been, you know, any way harmed. So, Dina, we've got a lot of individuals that are calling in tonight and asking about the fact of, I found love and then I lost love. So what do you suggest to someone who's picking themselves back up? I know this is hard for people to understand with the intuitive of it. We deal with a lot of individuals. My case is when I have someone that it's hard to just tell someone, okay, they're asking about their future, and you just tell them, I don't see this relationship going. But I do feel that you need to be honest. I've had individuals who, you know, people are free will. What advice would you give to someone who, just like the friend was calling in and the man's cussing her over the phone and, you know, there's going to be a fight? What would you tell her to do?
That woman, or in that situation, you know, you gotta get the right help, like you said. If you stay there, you're just asking for it. And I realize that what some people, when you're in a relationship like that, it brings you down so low you can't get out of your own way, and you could become stuck in this holding pattern because the other person is stronger, the other person is manipulative, you know, the other person just keeps you there, you know, threatens you, whatever. But you have to find that strength deep down within yourself, especially if you have children, deep down within, to get the help you need and to get out, because that person is not around you 24/7. So you do have time or space to go do this, to find that, to work it, to set it up. So and know that life on the other side past that is so much better than living in that. And nobody should keep you in fear enough to have to stay in something like that. You know, just pick yourself up by the bootstraps, and as my grandmother would say, and you just, you know, get going, and don't let anybody put you in that situation. And if for some reason you do happen to be in those, you can get out. So, you know, you have to. So you're grown, not just for your preservation, but your children's preservation.
And that's exactly, and that's why you're listening, Jennifer, and that's what we're saying. Instead of you agitating and listening to us on the phone, listen to what we're saying. Get yourself a backpack or just get out. Take and go. You say you're staying for your kids, but in reality, 911 and the police is going to come in. They're going to be able to handle this. You know the drill because you've already been through this. You know, if there is an activity going on there, a lot of times with the intent, if it's in his house and his rent, they may have you and the kids go. Be ready to go somewhere.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of places that help women like that, put you up in houses and stuff. And what is, I don't understand that I stay for my kids stuff. I don't understand that. So what, watch them have, you know, you get abused or have them get abused and live in an unhappy house and the yelling, the screaming. And what is that for the kids? That's you go for the kids.
It is. It's good. You got me real emotional, and I feel the energy. And it's because I've, for years, worked with other families. There is another life out there. There is counseling. There is some help. But the first step is for getting out of that house and getting some help in there. And, yes, domestic violence is very real. No, it's not allowable, you know. We are Psyche's Gone Wild. We have got here, and they're letting me know that she's writing on the other parts that we're making sure. I want to make sure all of you guys are tuned in tonight, you know, going in there. They said that they're hid. So making sure that we're also going in to it to work together, send some prayers and help here for you. You know, we are working with this as we can. I'm waiting here, and I haven't seen the sign with this with her. I'm trying to get her to not talk because that obviously is setting him up. I haven't seen her write back because as soon as she does, I'll send her that number. You know, we are sort of going through a little bit here, you know, with it. And they said that they're also going, they said for work here, we're going to pick out a winner. Go to psychesgonewild.com and we'll pick out a winner for one of you listeners that are listening in to win a reading by Psychic Jethro. So I'm here. I've got it for you. I want to tease a couple of you that are tuning in. You went in and they said they went to bluemoonnow.net and they could not get it. I'll bet you went to bluemoon.com, and that if you saw a different language, it's not in English, but you go to bluemoon.net and you will find it. We are there, bluemoonnow.net. So tuning in, all of you that are coming in to the night, we're having a lot of fun here. We're going to take it. I'm looking up a bit. Go to psychesgonewild.com, write your questions. Janice is one of my girlfriends, and I have to know from Dina, is it fair for me to have another psychic read her? Because she tells me that her psychic said that we are meant to be together. Is it okay to have another psychic check in? Because I'm not so sure that she's not telling me a story because she just wants a ring on a finger and to be married to me.
Wait, one of my girlfriends? What does that mean?
I know. You caught that. I was like kind of wondering. I'm like, hmm.
I mean, one of my girlfriends and rings don't go hand in hand here.
Oh, come on, Dina. Now, she could be wife number three. What's
No. Absolutely. You can, you know, different psychics don't, I mean, it's not going to be like you're going to get different answers from everybody. If everybody's coming good, you know, reputable and coming from the same place, usually we all get the same answer. So there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, we all may have a different bit or a piece to say or see different things or whatever, but the overall outcome is usually the same.
I love that. And writing in tonight, I'm going to get to, the person has asked me to use another name than their actual name and for a different name for their boyfriend because of they would like to protect the innocent. Jill has wrote and wants to know from Asdina, her boyfriend Jack has been seeing these other friends. They have become very close and very intimate. They're both 25 to 30 in that age group. The couple are very close with him, and they have talked him into becoming friends with an older woman. Now, the older woman is giving him money and doing things with him on partying. He assures Jill that there is no sexual activity going on and that there's nothing happening, and yet he keeps going to this older woman's house. When Jill suggested that maybe she met the older woman and she would like to know about her, Jack threw a fit and said she would blow the fact of him receiving money. Now Jill has something wrong, and she's afraid she has an STD, and she has something going on with her female. So what advice would you give Jill to do with Jack?
Oh, boy. A stumbling word, you know what the answer is.
Yes.
I just sense that he's not being honest and forthright at all, and hiding and sneaking and even taking money from somebody. All that is dishonest and not right. The whole thing is dishonest and not right. So why? My question would be, why would you want to be with somebody like that? So, you know, I just feel like there's something not right there. And you just kind of need to, you know, speak up, leave, put your foot down, something along those lines, because I just feel like he's not being honest.
I agree. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm Jill, I know you're listening in, and I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to get upset. I know what the energy here, and I'm telling you that exactly. My first thing is, why would someone be giving him money just to be there? I got to be honest, and I know Jack's a nice person. You know, all of us are nice. Someone's handing you money, there's usually an exchange of something. Yes, there's something there. You've been to the doctor, and there's something. You're waiting for the results. When something's going on, there's a reason with this. You know in your heart and your intent, and you remember with me, Jill, 2 weeks ago when we discussed things going on, you were going to handle Jack in a way of letting him know that if he wanted to stay with you, he had to get abstinence. He had to get clean. He cannot go out and drink. Up the hill he goes with the liquor. Down the hill he goes with this older woman and money. And I really agree with what Dina just said there. Now the bad has happened. It's going to be stairs with this. I don't think this is the end of it. And what is he doing with this other couple he keeps hanging out with? It's what Dina just said, dishonesty. And, you know, if you know, and this is my belief, and maybe it's right or wrong, but as a psychic, I've always encouraged my people, if you're with somebody, you're with them all the time. If somebody can't show you off in public, then I certainly would not be with them private. And if somebody cannot, like this, let you meet the person, there's something, like Dina said, the word dishonesty. I feel you should let him go down the hill alone and maybe with a foot in his bottom to help him on his way. That's what I say. You know? I mean, you know, and when you, what the fear I think that would put in there is the fact that he is playing this woman for money. So what's he do with other people's hearts? I mean, this is honestly, and okay, there may be an energy exchange. I don't veto the November, April love or any of that. I know I have a friend who would be considered a gigolo. He's made a very good life out of it. He's done very well with it. And he is actually very happy and proud of it. He jokes about the fact he makes more money a day than I probably will ever make at what I do, and I make pretty good, you guys know, with what I do here. More importantly for him, it's the lifestyle he chose. The women are comfortable with it, and he's comfortable with it. So I don't begrudge that. I tease him. Sometimes I am a little jealous because he's been to places in the world that I won't probably get to see. He has, you know, nicer toys and better clothes. But in reality, I wouldn't trade my real love for it. So I also know that it's a preference. But I don't think this is the case with individuals. When you write to me, and I got to tell a couple of you guys, sometimes it's like they come, Dina, and this is a question I've got for you. When someone comes and you try to help them, what do you do when it just keeps happening? Do you shut the door on them as a reader, or what do you do?
I've actually had to do that before. I haven't had to do it in a long time, but I've had a few people used to come to me, and they, you know, like over and over and over, and finally I was just like, sorry, you're going to have to find a different psychic, you know, because you feel like, I don't know, they're not listening for one thing, so what's the point? Not that they have to do what we say, never, ever, but they're not helping themselves. So they weren't listening in the part to help themselves. And then, you know, I feel bad if they want to just come and, you know, I feel like they're wasting their money, you know. So I have shut the door for those reasons, but only a few times, because the majority of my people, they're not obsessive or like that. They just come like on a semi-regular or regular basis, but you can see the progress all the time. You know, you can see the growth, the progress, and the thankfulness and the gratitude and the everything else. It's the ones that just don't hear anything, and they come asking the same question over and over or whining about it. Well, you got to do something about it, and that's not going to change unless you do something about it.
I agree, and I have a 3-standard rule, and I've learned it because I've done this so long, and I love what you just said. And writing back to you, Denise, who's writing me here in Oregon, Spokane, the reason that you're Spokane's Washington. Sorry, now you know why I lost a monopoly. I was in jail, me and Linda. So we didn't get Oregon. Jan took that one a long time ago. Sorry, but we go with that one. I'm not disgruntled. I'm just saying. But I love it, the energy of it. When you look at the energies of this, I have the rule, and that's what I do, Denise. Is I work with the fact that I don't see people real quick because there's addictions to this. I do work with the fact that where we go, I have received so many people I can't remember, but I can as I get into the reading. Start to feel it. And I look for those signs. When I first was doing this out, it was very tempting because I was, you know, I was hand to mouth. It's like, oh my gosh, we're going to have peanut butter and jelly. Oh yay, we got a Top Ramen night. I actually got 4 readings. We're going to have chicken noodle, you know, and my kids would laugh. It was a joke between me and my family. They're like, Dad's going to, we're going to have a 5-course meal now. We're going to eat for the week because I would be really working hard. But I made a rule in the practice that, like Lena just said, if they're not going to do it, I wouldn't. And I know the guides would bless me. Because I agree with what she just said, and if you break it down that it has to take time to settle. Let's say you do a reading, make them wait a little over a month. If they got a lot going on, I've seen people going through a divorce or going through upsetness. They can afford it, yes, but you do a little bit of it. Okay, we just went through this. You want to fight over the toilet paper. Now you're calling me and I'm working with you. You need to do 50-50. The guides are telling me that your relationship, that this person is there. You know you want to go back. The guides are saying, okay, relax, go through this. What they're saying, go or stay or what. But you need to take that time, a little bit of it. And I set mine within a little boundaries. And if it, like Dina says, I also will ask them to go somewhere else. That I've had people call me to argue and say, I called so-and-so and so-and-so, and I'm calling you, and I'm trying to talk. I say, please let me get it out. And they're like, am I going to be with so-and-so? And they told me, and 3 psychics said, and 4 said no, and 3 said no. You got it so mixed up there that then, like, we talk about the oracle. You know, those of you that love the psychic work, what's excellent about it is when we really get this. Then I think you get confused. I had a lady complain about me, and what it was is I told her things that were going to happen, and she put down they were all going to happen in 1 month. And I want to laugh to this day. I go, okay, it isn't that simple. So, Denise, I love, thank you guys that asked for advice with this. I know that a friend of mine, Dina, that once was reading palm reading, and the palm changes every 28 days. And people will argue and say, your fingerprints stay the same. So he read, John is his name, and actually his name, I'm not making it up, he's in Colorado. He read the palm, and it said that she would be having a very intense relationship on her Venus. He read the palm a couple days later, and it said she would never have a relationship. He read the palm a couple days later with the lady, and it said she would have multiple relationships. So this basically, what it's saying is you don't give it a chance to settle and really work. I think the guides will do that, Henri. Don't you, Dina? I mean, they're like, okay, you want to spin your head.
for sure, because like years ago, I kind of was obsessed with getting readings, right? And but for me, it was fascination. Like this is what we do. So, oh, fascinating, you know, to see other people do it, right? So, and they would tell me all these things. Oh, yeah, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. I would tell you a lot of them did not come true. And I know that the guides did that on purpose. You know, I just know it because it was to further grow me in what I do, you know, and to fully trust my own answers, my own everything. So for sure, they do get ornery with you. They, you know, they kind of put you where you need to be. So, and not to say that you won't get a correct answer, it's that don't go to them all the time.
Yes, and this is a good example. Those of you who want the true and accurate, what I love is when do you need a reading? It's one of the questions we get the most, and it's like when you're having those things, when you're going through it. Sometimes we do the spiritual coaching. Some of the best times I've had, not only with the help of it, but also being there as a listening ear. It is confidential. I love a friend of mine. They wrote me and told me, they suggested that we talk some very serious things. And they said, you know, after we discussed this, it was such a release to have someone to talk it to. I also know that for mediumship work, a lot of times having that person will help the person not only grieve, but also when you're getting stuff from there. I had a very good personal experience of someone who, her father said some very clear things that she knew, and we did here. It was an emotional release for her that it saved her life. I honestly believe that what she was doing with her stress was giving herself unfair anxiety to the point of hurting her. By us doing the energy, it was a blessing. So, you know, there is a time for it, but just to call and call and call. I have a lady right now that I see her number, and I honestly will say, I run. Because, you know, it's too much. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro and Dina Flanagan, 773-897-6461. We're a little laid back tonight on Wednesday. We've got a lot of you callers. I like, Jethro, you're just kind of, we're doing it a little bit. If you want a reading, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Get a reading. I do half an hour to an hour. Dina does half an hour to an hour. Dina does a phenomenal email reading. Get a hold of her. There is a little bit of, you know, she's very affordable, a little bit. And you get such a value. I love the emails because let's say you are working and you don't have that schedule to get. You know, Dina's real busy and you just send it to her, you do the amount. Dina takes, looks at your picture, does the five questions, and you can read it at your own leisure.
Mm. Yeah, email readings are a bit different. I mean, I do phone readings, in-person readings, and email readings, and, you know, it is sometimes, it's just different. You get a different energy from it. You know, you get to keep it. It's in writing at that point, you know. So it is good. It's a good thing.
Well, and I love that. And that's the excellent thing we've got happening for a lot of individuals. They'll write in and ask me what's happening. And the really excellent thing is that tonight has been a long day, and I want to be accurate with you. That's why. Dina, you know, we're going to grab the phone. A couple of them are saying, Jethro, what's going on? Some days I'm going to be honest with you. I pride what I do. I'm very accurate. Tonight I'm just a little down, and I'm just taking a little phone. So some of you guys understand. They're like, Jethro. Well, see, that's the thing. I think you blog talk people and other friends of ours that love us have gotten more. This is a fun experience. But if you're listening in all the time to these shows and it's like, okay, Joni got mad, Johnny did this, Sexy had Bob, Charlie had this, and you're listening and listening and listening to this, I got to worry about you a little bit. Because I got to be honest, that's like listening in over the neighbor's fence. You know, you want to hear the stuff we're doing. We're putting out a lot of knowledge. I pride myself in that. And what we want to do in Psychics Gone Wild is give you the variety. And I love the shows. Our show will always have a few readings, but not every night. I had someone write me, I mean, you're upset with it? I'm not upset with you. I just choose tonight not to do a bunch of readings. I want to be accurate with you. Dina promised me tonight she would help me with some of the conversations we have. Some of these emails you're reading and some of these things were things that I bring Dina in because I respect Dina's opinion. I know you guys want to share with it. We protect the innocent. Speaking of innocent, Dina, I have a gentleman that his name is David. David is asking here in the room on it what he's supposed to do with the fact that his daughter that is 14 years old has been basically calling the stepfather dad. He feels hurt. He talked with her. He said that he realized the stepfather was there in the position. He was there for her and had been there. Why was she doing this? His daughter has told him that she's decided that the stepfather is more of a father to her because the mother has divorced the dad. He's hurt. He's you know, very much upset. He's trying to be strong about it. He said that he felt maybe it was puberty, and then he was told that the stepfather laughed about it and told other friends it was because he actually gave her money to say this. Should he say something to the wife, ex-wife, about it, or should he go on hurt?
Oh, no. I'm a firm believer. You always know my answers. I'm a firm believer of talk it out, man. Bring it out. If there's something bothering you or that, you know, just kind of ask what's going on, you know. Talk it out. As far as she goes, she'll get over that. And you just have to keep, stay, you know, loving with her. Because, you know, teenage girls or whatever, they're going to be, go through their hormonal things and be finicky and whatever, or whichever the way the wind blows. But the point being is, you can't just let children walk over you like that or disrespect you like that. So you somehow have to show her in a way that it did hurt you and that it's not acceptable to kind of just talk like that. And why? Why are you, what's going on? You know, why would you say that? And what makes you feel that? You know, you have to talk it out. That's what they're really looking for, attention or talking it out.
I agree with you, Adina, and I feel for David here with children because, you know, they can be the most loved and the most hurt with it. And I know that my kids, the biggest trick I learned with this was to be consistent. And when they went through puberty, girls and boys, there are sometimes the things that were said and done to do it. I had a child that went through this very much energy. Reading them didn't help me because I knew that it was basically her way of acting out. She put me through the ringer to basically let me know that she really loved me. It was her way of acting out. But for a year and a half, this Capricorn child was to the point where I was praying that they would come and pick her up and take her away. It's like somebody need her somewhere in a planet where they do have children that act like this. And it was just, you know, it was to that point. I'm a very compassionate person. I don't believe in spankings. I do not. I have a son that likes spankings, a little kinky, but out of the five that we had. And so I agree with what you're doing here. You've got my heart. But I love what Dina said, that answers to talking. We are here at Psychic Stonewall. I had a lot of you asking, Jethro, we didn't do what we wanted to do. Yes, we did. We got here, we were wild, and we had fun. I want to thank all of you different individuals that have wrote in, and thank you so much. Jethro, my name is Carissa, and I think you're a very fun person. I would like to listen to the show here. And please send me more of your show. Okay, I got to tease you. You got to realize that we do send it on iTunes. We have Psychic's Gone Wild. We have the Speak Up Radio. We love you, Speak Up Radio. We will be promoting them. They promote us. They rock. They put us out on iHeartRadio. And more importantly, they're the place to go get the funnest radio show. So those of you tuning in, make sure that you know that we will be listening and working and helping each other. Go to PsychicsGoneWild.com. Put in your questions and answer to win a prize. Tonight, I'm going to pick out a winner out of our people that have put in here. And I go down the list, and we have a winner for the work here of and it's like, oh my gosh, we have Jerry Seclair, and she is the winner of A Psychic's Gone Wild reading by Jethro. Thank you guys for tuning in. They said that we're also at this point in our life going into another work with it, but we will be here for you, and we love all of you guys. Dina, tell them goodbye before they kick us out the door.
Well, adios, and have a good week, everybody.